We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Dalet, and we are at the two dots, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, after the raid, we began the ninth perek of Masechet Zvachim, perek HaMizbeach Mikadesh. And perek HaMizbeach Mikadesh deals primarily with one theme, and that is a carbon that's pasul. There's some psul that rendered this carbon now unfit to do the avodah. In the event that a chelik of that carbon makes contact with the mizbeach, it touches the mizbeach, the halacha is the mizbeach is mekadesh the davar pasul, so that although you would have thought that a davar pasul that goes on the mizbeach, you have to remove it from the mizbeach because of the kedusha that the mizbeach gives this davar pasul, the halacha is im alu, if it goes on the mizbeach, lo yerdu, it does not come off the mizbeach. In terms of which psulim this halacha is true for, which psulim this halacha is not true for, that we're going to see. It's the second Mishnah in the Perek. We're going to see a lot of details, a lot of halachas, a lot of lumdis as it relates to this basic halacha. But again, the halacha is a davar pasul that comes in contact with the mizbeach. Although you would have thought you have to remove the davar pasul from the mizbeach, there's no dinei hakrova, what's it doing on the mizbeach? Stating that the halacha is im alu, if it goes on the mizbeach, lo yerdu, you're not supposed to remove it from the mizbeach. In the Mishnah, we saw three shitas in the Tanaim in terms of when exactly you say the halacha if I'm alu lo yerdu. Rabbi Shua said, only a part of the mizbeach that a part of the carbon whose din was to go on the fire of the mizbeach, such as the emurim of a zevach or the koimetz, any chelik of the carbon that was supposed to go on the fire of the mizbeach, there the halach is if it touches the mizbeach, it doesn't have to touch the fire, but if it touches the mizbeach, it's going to be a malu lo yerdu. Whereas if it was a something that had a din to go on the mizbeach, but not on the fire of the mizbeach, such as dam went on the mizbeach, but not on the fire of the mizbeach, regarding dam pasul that touches the mizbeach, you wouldn't have the halacha of the malu lo yerdu. Rabbi Gamliel argued. He said, kolaroy the mizbeach malu lo yerdu. Not only kolaroy the ishin, but kolaroy the mizbeach. Anything that has a din to go on the mizbeach, even if it's not on the ish of the mizbeach, still the halacha is going to be malu lo yerdu. Rabbi Shimon was a third shita. Rabbi Shimon said that the only time you say malu lo yerdu, that's only a chelik of a carbon that's ba b'fnei atzmoi, but something that's ba because of something else, you don't have the malu lo yerdu. So for example, somebody's makdish an oila, so the oila itself is ba b'fnei atzmoi. So the whole oila, even the dam, like Rabbi Gamliel said, will be malu lo yerdu. However, the nesachim that used to come together with the carbon oila, that was the wine that was poured on the mizbeach, so the nesachim being that it's ba machmas hazevach, so there the halacha would be malu yerdu. If somebody, however, would be menadev nesachim, so now the nesachim are bond if neyatzmin, then the halacha would be imalu lo yerdu. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's kolaroy le'ishim, the halacha is limited to anything that had a din to go on the esh of the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Gamliel, everything. So Rabbi Gamliel has the most inclusive shita. Anything that has a din to go on the mizbeach, it's pasul, it makes contact with the mizbeach, imalu lo yerdu. Rabbi Shimon says, it depends. He doesn't limit it to the esh, but what he limits it to, it has to be a dover that's bob if neyatzmin. So if it's bob if neyatzmoy, malu lo yerdu. If it's not bob if neyatzmoy, if it's bob nachmas hazevach, for example, dir the halach is going to be a malu yerdu. What's the makar to the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel? So the Mishnah already spoke out. The Mishnah said that they both learned their shita from the pasuk right in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Tzav is aharim v'zbon of lema. Zois teiras ha'oila. Hi ha'oila al moikta al ha'mezbeach kol ha'layla ad boikev eich ha'mezbeach tu kadoi. And the Tanan felt that the words hi ha'oila are extra. And hi ha'oila is coming to teach me ha'oila, something that goes on the mezbeach, not miloshin carbon oila, but something that goes on the mezbeach, even though it wasn't supposed to have gone on the mezbeach, but he, You're allowed to keep it on the mizbeach. What's the machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamliel? Rabbi Yeshua says it says hiya oila al meikta. The meikid was the marach. That was the ish of the mizbeach. So this halach of hiya oila is only true if it's royally ishin. Rabbi Gamliel says it's true. It says al meikta, but right afterwards it says al mizbeach. So the halach of hiya oila is not limited to al meikta, but rather it is included in anything that's al mizbeach. So the Mishnah mentioned the makar to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel. The Mishnah did not mention the makar to Rabbi Shimon. So today's daf picks up with a braisa that is going to do two things. Number one, it's going to tell us the makar to shitas Rabbi Shimon. Additionally, it's going to introduce us to two additional shitas in the Tana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. And then the Gemara is going to make chishbonus with the five shitas: Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva. Zok the Gemara. Tanya, we learned to the Brayso. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Oila, the makar to the halacha of Amizbech Mekadesh is Zois Toiras HaOila. It's the parsha of the carbon oila. And we learn from there, Ma Oila HaBobi Glal Atzma. Just like an oila's Bobi Glal Atzma, meaning you don't bring a carbon oila when you have a chiv to bring something else. You bring a carbon oila when you're Menadiv an oila, or when you have a chiv to bring a carbon oila. Avkol HaBobi Glal Atzma. So too, the only time you have the halacha of Amizbech Mekadesh is if it's a part of a carbon that's bob if neyatzma. Yotzu nesachin abom beglal hazevach. As opposed to nesachin, the nischei hayayin, that some karbonos required, being that those nesachin, although it's a part of a carbon that goes on the mizbeach, that has dinei akrava, but you're bringing it because you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon. I have a chiyuv to bring an oila, so now I'm bringing nesachin with my oila. It's bob beglal acher. You don't have the halacha of imalo lo yerdo. So the makar to Reb Shimon that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah is mentioned in the Braisa. It's from the fact that the Torah mentioned the halacha of Hamizbech Mekadesh in the context of the carbon oila. Rabbi Yisag Lili Yomer. Rabbi Yisag Lili is a fourth shita. B'toich Shenemar. He says that the Mekart Hamizbech Mekadesh as a roila is not Parshas Tzav, but rather it's Parshas Tetzava. And in Parshas Tetzava, the Torah says, mentioned the pasuk in its entirety, Shivas Yomim Techaper al Hamizbech Vekidash Toisla. You should be Mekadesh the Mizbech. V'hoya Mizbech Kodesh Kodoshim. The Mizbech is going to be not just Kodesh, but Kodesh Kodoshim. Kol Hanugeya B'Mizbech Yikdash. Rabbi Yosef Aglili held that that pasuk is the makar to mizbeach mekadesh. Kol anigeh b'mizbeach. Even a davar pasul that touches the mizbeach becomes kodesh. Shemayani, but says Rabbi Yosef Aglili, bein roi, bein shein roi. You would think from that pasuk that the mizbeach could be mekadesh, a davar roi, or even a davar she'enei roi. Talmud boi mark fasim. So if you look at the next pasuk in Parshas Tzav, it says v'ze asher tase ala mizbeach kvasim b'nei shono shnayim layoim tom. Mark fasim ruyin. Just like a keves, a sheep, a shepsula, something that's roi. Meaning, you would have thought that when, if there's halacha mizbeach mekadesh, maybe mizbeach mekadesh anything. Maybe anything that touches the mizbeach becomes kadesh. How do you know that it's only something that's royal mizbeach? So says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, from the pasuk called mizbeach mekadesh, I don't know it. Where I know it is from the next pasuk, because the very next pasuk talks about sheep. Sheep is an animal that's a kosher animal. It's roi l'akrova. So from kvasim, I know that it has to be dafka Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, oilo. He too learns that the makar to mizbeach mekadesh is that passing of parashas saf. Kol anei geya b'mizbeach yikdash. How does he know that it's only mekadesh roi? So if you put something random on the mizbeach, you put a rock on the mizbeach, that it doesn't get kedusha. So he knows it from a different pasuk. A few psukim later, also in Parashat Tzav, it says oilas tamid l'dayreisechem. So the pasuk over there is talking about a carbon oil. Says Rabbi Akiva ma oila ruuya, just like a carbon oil, something that's roil mizbeach. Av kol ruuya, so too, the only time kol on a mizbeach and again mizbeach yikdash is going to be true is if the thing that touched the mizbeach is roil mizbeach. So in other words, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva both learned that the makar to mizbeach mekadesh is not Parashat Tzav. It's Parshas Tetzav. Kol hanegeya b'mizbeach yikdash. From kol hanegeya b'mizbeach yikdash, being that it's such an inclusive pasuk, you would have thought that maybe includes even something that's not shayich to the mizbeach at all. Even that the mizbeach would have an ability to be mekadesh. Say the Tanam, no. How do you know not? Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, because the next pasuk talks about sheep. A sheep is a dove by roi l'mizbeach. It has to be dumya to a sheep. It has to be roi l'mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva says, four psukim later, it says the word oila. An oila is something that's roi l'mizbeach. It has to be something that's roi l'mizbeach. My benai, what's the nafkemino? If I know ro'oiloi from kvasim, if I know ro'oiloi from oila, I'm rabbi adabarahaba, oila sa'if psulei kebenai. Nafkemino would be an oila sa'if. What about an oif pasul? So we learned the whole parak already. Chata sa'if, oila sa'if. What would be if you would have an oif that's pasul? Mar ma'isilam oila. The man the Omar that learns it from oila. So oila includes an oilas behema, it includes an oilas oif as well. So there's no reason that an oif should be excluded. However, Rabbi Yosi Aglili learned it from the word kvasim. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's not enough that it's ro'i l'mizbeach. It has to be similar to a sheep. And just like a sheep is a zevach, so too it has to be a zevach. But an oif is not going to have the halacha of him alu lo yerd. It says the Gemara, manda ma'islam kvasim maksiv oif. Manda amad that learns it from kvasim, doesn't the Torah say oila for psukim later? And it's interesting, the Gemara feels that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is going to have to do something with the word oila as it relates to this halacha mizbeach mikadosh. So what does he learn from the word oila? So he said, because he could soften like zavayla. Had it only said kvasim and not oila, havamina, I would have thought afilu mechayim. Even if the kevis is alive, a live animal that touches the mizbeach, maybe there too you have the halacha of imalu layerdo. Chasav rachmana oila. So that's why the Torah said oila, that it has to be in a state where it's oila. It's ready to go on the mizbeach. Ulamanda ma'isilam oila ksiv kvasim. Rabbi Kiva learned that it has to be roi from oila. It says kvasim in the next pasuk. Again, the Gemara thinks that each one is somehow meshubah to the other one's drasha. But each one has to acknowledge the other one's drasha. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with the word keves? Iksiv oilu, because had it said oilu, but iksiv kvasim, and not kvasim, how mean I would have thought afilu mincha. Oilu is inclusive. Maybe all karbanos. Maybe anything that's oilu on the mizbeach. Kvasim, rachmana kvasim, to teach me that it's true oilu, and even oila sa'oif, it doesn't have to be kvasim literally. Oila is inclusive, but kvasim is also exclusive, and it's mema'et that a karban mincha is going to be excluded. The bottom line is, what comes out is both according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili and according to Rabbi Akiva, that learned that the makar is not parshas tzav, hi ha'oila, but rather it's the passing of parshas tzav, the kolon mizbeach, nageh mizbeach yikdash, they're both going to agree that a mincha does not have the din of a malu layerdo. Because according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's dafka kvasim, not even an oif. If an oif doesn't have a malu lo yerdu, certainly a mincha is not going to have a malu lo yerdu. And even Rabbi Akiva, who didn't darshan kvasim to be memayid oif, he darshaned oila l'rabbis oila soif. But he too acknowledge that the word kvasim is coming to be mimayit something. And what's it coming to be mimayit? Mincha. So atzad ha-shava shebehen is that mincha is going to be excluded. If you go back to the Tanam and the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon for that matter, there's no reason, there's no sfar in the world to be mimayit mincha. Because the makar was hi ha-oila. Anything that's oila on the mizbeach, bavi yasi yehe. A mincha is oila on the mizbeach. You used to take the koimetz and you'd put it on the mizbeach. You would burn it. Even though the koimetz of the mincha corresponded to the dam of the zevach, and the dam didn't go on the marocha, but the koimetz did go on the marocha. So at the end of the day, that's what you used to do with it. You used to put it on the mizbeach, and you used to burn it on the mizbeach. So according to the Tanaim and the Mishnah, all the Tanaim, even Rabbi Yeshua, who says roi le'ishim, there's no reason to exclude koimetz, because the koimetz is something that's roi le'mizbeach, it's even roi le'ishim. And if it's ba machmas atzma, even Reb Shimon would hold halach is a malo yerdo. So it seemed then a very obvious nafgamina between the Tanaim in the Mishnah and the Tanaim in the Braisa would be, what's the halacha with regards to a mincha psula? Do you have the halacha of a malo yerdo? Do you not have the halacha of a malo yerdo? According to the Tanaim in the Mishnah, where the makar is hi ha'oila, it's a dover that's oila on the mizbeach. Hey, according to the Nam and the Braisa, where you have the word kvasim that's throwing us for a loop here. As a result, kvasim is memait. It's memait, certainly mincha. Shailaf, it's also memait oif. But it's definitely memait mincha. And that's exactly what the next line Gemara says. My ikabein hani tanoi, lahani tanoi. What's the nafkamita between the Tanam and the Mishnah, Tanam and the Braisa? Amirapapa, kmatsim shakitra bakli, ikabein ayu, akoimet. Lahani tanoi, the tanoi didan. According to the Tanam in our Mishnah, unzeri tanoim, our tanoim, aisloshen. Lo yerdu the tanoi the masnisa, but according to the tanoim of the brayso yerdu, the halacha is going to be yerdu the way we just spoke it out. Now, why did Rav Papa say kmatzim shekitchu bekli? What's the emphasis of kitchu bekli? It's referring to the first line on the top of that pegimel of this, because the Mishnah said mizbech mekadosh es ra'u loy, ra'u loy in she'en ra'u loy loy. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, what does ein ra'u loy mean? Lamute kmatzim shlo kitchu bekli, because everybody agrees the biggest liberal as it relates to what's included in Hamizbeach Mekadosh as a Royaloi would agree that at the very least it has to be Royaloi. If you have a Koimetz that was never in Niskadosh Bekli, no, that you already can't keep on the Mizbeach. That for sure is going to be excluded. That's certainly not allowed on the Mizbeach. So this is Rapapa Lashitasi. Rapapa who said on the top of the Amid that a Koimetz Shaloi Kitcha Bekli is any Royaloi. So Rapapa who's explaining the Nafgamina between the Tanam and the Mishnah, the Tanam and the Braisa, he just emphasized Amir Rapapa, Kmatzim Shekitcha Bekli, Ikobei Nai. Zok to Gemara. more. Amar Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish is going to do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic for us. Again, we have five Tanoim, five Shitas HaTanoim, as it relates to the halach of Mizbech Mikadesh, and really the Gemara broke it up into the Tanoi Didon, our Tanoim, namely Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon that I mentioned, the first Mishnah of the Perek, and the Tanoi de Masnisa. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva that I mentioned in the Braisa. And the Gemara is just going to have some fun now with nafkaminas between these five different opinions. Says the Gemara, Amr Ish Lakish, Mincha Haba Bifnei Atzma. If somebody is bringing a mincha that's Ba Bifnei Atzma, and it's talking specifically about a minchas nesachim. Incidentally, the reason a mincha was referred to as a minchas nesachin, it's not because the carbon was a carbon nesachin. There was a carbon called a carbon nesachin, meaning wine was brought with carbonos, but if somebody wanted, he could be menadiv wine as a carbon, and the entire carbon, mitchila v'atzoif, would be the wine. Mincha was called a minchas nesachin because part of the mincha was wine. There was wine that came along together with the mincha. So either way, we're discussing a mincha, what's known as a minchas nesachin, where it's babif neyatzma, meaning you're not bringing the minchas nesachin together with a carbon. An oila and a shlamim had to come along with a minchas nesachin. You're not bringing the minchas nesachin because you're bringing a carbon. It's babif neyatzma. So what's the halacha? L'divrei kulam loyter. According to all the tanoim, it's going to be a malul oyerdu, with the exception of divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, teret. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is going to be teret. What's the math? According to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, it's pashat halacha is going to be malul yerdu. Why not? It's roi liishim. So for sure, the halacha is it's going to be a malul yerdu. The mincha went on the eish of the mizbech, and even Rabbi Shimon that said it has to be babif neyatzma. This is a mincha babif neyatzma. So again, the halacha is going to be malul yerdu. It's only Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. They're the tanoi the masni. So they're the tanam and the brayso. They're memayit mincha from kvasim. A mincha doesn't have the halacha malul yerdu. Mincha ba mazevach. What about a minchas nesachim that's coming together with a carb? You're bringing an oila, and tzazamim mit the oila, you have to bring a minchas nesachim. Are you going to have a malo yared or not? The divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, loy teret, because a mincha has a regular din of a malo yared. Rabbi Gamliel holds it's always a malo yared. Rabbi Yeshua holds it has to be royal ishim. It is royal ishim. A mincha goes on the fire. The divrei kulan teret, but according to everybody else, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a malo yared. Why? Because it's mincha ba'im mazevach. If it's ba'im mazevach, the halach is a malu yerdu. And according to Tanam and the Brais, again, it's a malu yerdu. Why? Because a mincha is always a malu yerdu. Third case, nesach ma'bam b'fnei atzmam. What about yayin? Somebody was menadiv yayin to the mizbeach, and it's ba b'fnei atzmam, ledivrei kulon yerdu. According to everybody, it's going to be yerdu. Ledivrei Rabbi Gamliel, v'Rab Shimon, lo yerdu. So who's the ledivrei kulon? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva in the Brais, it's posh, it's a malu yerdu. Because just like kvasim is memayit mincha, kvasim is memayit Nesachim as well. So the halacha is going to be im olu yerdu. According to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, the halacha is going to, according to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, the halacha is also going to be im olu yerdu. Why? Because that roi leishim. Very good. It goes on the mizbech. It's like damn. So being that it's not roi leishim, it's going to be im olu yerdu. According to Rabbi Gamliel and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be lo yerdu. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's going to be lo yerdu because it's always im olu lo yerdu. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also going to be im olu lo yerdu because Rabbi Shimon never limited im olu lo yerdu to ishim or not ishim. What he limited it to was is above if nei atzma is above if mazevach. This is Sachim habam b'fnei atzman. Being it's a sachim habam b'fnei atzman, therefore the halach is going to be im alu lo yerdu. Freak the Gemara. This is all very. Oh, nesachim habam mazevach. One more. What if the nesachim were brought together with the zevach? So you have yayin that's coming mazevach. The divrei kulam yerdu. According to everybody, it's going to be yerdu. The divrei Rabbi Gamliel. The chudei. It's only according to Rabbi Gamliel that it's going to be lo yerdu. Let's work backwards. According to the Tanam and the Braisa, it's going to be im alu yerdu because it's excluded from kvasim. According to Reb Shimon, it's going to be a malu yerdu because it's nesachim abon im hazevach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be a malu yerdu because it's not royal ishin. It didn't go on the fire. It's only according to Rabbi Gamliel where the halacha is going to be a malu lo yerdu. So you want to know where only Rabbi Gamliel, who again has the most liberal understanding of when you say kol anegev b'mizbech yikdash, when you have this concept of hiya oila of mizbech mekadesh, it's going to play itself out nesachim habon im hazevach. Freit the Gemara pshita. So Reish Lakish, you know, put together some fun facts, but this is all things that we could have figured out. There's not one chiddush that Reish Lakish said other than the fact that he did the math for us. So Freit the Gemara, why did Reish Lakish have to do this? The Gemara, there's one chiddush in everything Reish Lakish said that Reish Lakish wanted to teach us. Mincha habab b'fnei atzmitz shichalei. kidder Rava. The Amar Rava misnadiv other minchas asachim mechal yoyim. You know what Rish Lakish wanted to teach? You know what the chiddush is? Not mizbech mekadesh. This is really a chiddush that he could have said in some other place in Shas. He wanted to tell us there's a concept of a mincha abav b'fnei atzma. That was one of his variables that he discussed. What would be by mincha abav b'fnei atzma? Imalu yerdu, malu yerdu. According to which tanam yerdu lo yerdu. He wanted to teach us the mere fact that there's a concept called mincha abav b'fnei atzma. It was Rava's chiddush. It's not so posh that you could bring a minchas nesachin. It's a very unique type of mincha. So it's not so posh that there's even such a concept. Kamash malon Rish Lakish is such a concept. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, talk about taking the long scenic route and having a roundabout way of saying something very simple. So if Rish Lakish wanted to come into Beis Medrash one day, and Rish Lakish wanted to say, Rabbi said, there's a halacha. If somebody wants, he could be menadev and minchas nesachin. There was something called a minchas nesachin. It came together with the oiva and the shlama. But you don't have to bring a dafka with the oil and the shlamim. You could decide that I want to give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam a minchas nesachim, and you can bring it, and it has dinei akrava. Then that's probably what Rish Lakish should have said. Instead, Rish Lakish had to tell the oil. There's something called Mizbech Mekadesh. There's Tanoi de Masnisa, there's Tanoi de Braisa. Some learn it from Parashas Sav, some learn it from Parashas Tetzava. 5 different sheets, there's 18 different permutations. You should know, but Derech Agav, one of the things I mentioned was a mincha abav b'fnei atzma. Oh, so you see, there's something called a mincha abav b'fnei atzma. And that's what I want you to know. That's the takeaway. Says that's the Gemara's kasha. If Rish Lakish wanted to teach me Rava's halacha, then Rish Lakish should have just taught us Rava's halachas. Okay, Gemara, you're right. Nesachim abam b'mazavech shrichalei. Really, what Rish Lakish wanted to teach was a halacha that very much relates to mizbeach mikdash, and that is if someone brings nesachim im hazavech, which was one of the cases that Rish Lakish discussed. What would be in a hechi tinsa the kamakrav lula macher uliyoyma uchra? So we know the halacha is, we've had it already a few times in Masech Tzvachim, uminchasam v'neskeyem. We learn from the lashon Rabin, minchasam v'neskeyem. We learn from there that you didn't have to bring the nesachim im hazevach. You could bring the zevach today and the nesachim tomorrow. It's okay. You would have thought the whole carbon has to be brought together. Kamashmol, it doesn't have to be brought together. So what would be if somebody is bringing nesachim im hazevach, but he's not bringing it the same day as the zevach? He brought the zevach on Sunday, and he's bringing the nesachim on Monday. According to Reb Shimon, where the halach is imalu lo yerdu, if it's ba b'fnei atzma, but imalu yerdu if it's ba im hazevach. When you bring those nesachim the next day, do you look at it as ba im hazevach? I love the shishayla, because it's ba im hazevach. Or no, being that you're bringing it on another day, so maybe you don't look at it as ba im hazevach. So if it became possible, what would be the halach according to Reb Shimon? So good, I would have thought that you could bring the nesachim the next day. So maybe if you do bring it the next day, you should look at the nesachim as bam bab if neyatzman umoydi Reb Shimon the loyerdu, and the coin Reb Shimon the halach should be loyerdu. Kamash malon, that was Rish Lakish's chiddush, that nesachim abam mazevach are always considered by mazevach, even if you're bringing it the next day. So that according to Reb Shimon, the halach is always going to be im alu yerdu. Mishnah vayta elu im alu loyerdu. So again, theme of the parak is Hamizbech Mikadesh. So if you have a Dover apostle, as long as it's Ra'oi Mizbech, albeit with the 5 different sheetahs of the Tanan, the halach is going to be Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Now, is that true for every single psal? Meaning, it doesn't matter how the carbon became possible, the halach is always going to be Im Alu Lo Yerdu, or are there some exceptions to the rule? We're going to see now, it's a Machloikis Tanan. Elu Im Alu Lo Yerdu. The following psulim are Im Alu Yerdu. And this Mishnah was already mentioned earlier. If you look in the Maseres Hashas, Le'il Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Halon, a carbon that was Lon, v'hayoytze, or if it was yoytze, we spoke a lot about that the last 2 days, v'hatel tameh, a carbon that became tameh, v'shenishchat chutzles manoy v'chutzlem kaimoy, or the carbon is pigol, v'shekiblu psulin, or if apostle was mekabel v'dam, v'zarku es damoy, or apostle did this rika. So any one of those psulim, the carbon is pasul. So lekatchila, you can't complete the can't do zrika, you can't do aktara, you can't eat the basar. Stating that, im alu lo yeder. Rabbi Yehuda says shenishchap alayla, if the shechita, the carbon was done at night, shenishbach dama, or nishbach of daf chav heifim, v'yatz adam chutz leklayim, or if the dam was yoytze, there the halach is im also teirid. So Rabbi Yehuda says there are 3 exceptions to the rule when im also teirid: nishchat balayla, nishchat dama, nishpach dama or yatsa dama chutzlaka. Reb Shimon says loy teir. No, even those three cases that you, Reb Yehuda, hold are exceptions to the rule, I hold them malu loy erit. Reb Shimon said kol shapsulu b'kodesh hakodesh mekabla. Anytime the psul Rashi shita throughout Masach Tzvachin is psul b'kodesh means any psul that happened in the Azara that loch is hakodesh mekabloy and malu loy erit loy hoy psul b'kodesh. If it wasn't a psul that happened in the Azara, or said differently, it's not a psul that had to have happened in the Azara, ain't not kodesh mekabli, then the halach is a malu yerdim. Eilu shaloi hayu psul nakodesh, says Reb Shimon, I'm going to help you. I'll give you some examples of a psul that's not psul bakodesh. Haroiva vahanirva, if the animal was either roiveya or nirva. Vahamukta, it was set aside for avodah zarah. Nevan, it was actually used for avodah zarah. Esnan, it was used as an esnan zayna. Vahamechir, it was swapped for a dog. Vahakilayim, vahatrefa, vahyotze daifin, it was born Caesarean. Ubale mumin, or if it was a balmum. Any one of those cases, these are all psulim. Roiva, nirva, neva, that's not azaradik. Nishchat balayla, shchita happens in the azar. So says Reb Shimon, that's psulei bakodesh, that's a malu layerdu. Lo and yoytzei tame, those are all azora de gepsulim. But where it's not an azora de gepsul, it's a treifa. It was trampled basada, the Torah says. That's where the treifa usually takes place. These are not psulei bakodesh, meaning that they're not psulei bakodesh. That's where the halach is going to be a malu layerdu. So one of the things Reb Shimon mentioned was balmum. Rabbi Akiva machshir be balimum. Rabbi Akiva holds a malu layerdu by balimum. Rabbi Chanina skanakein, a moimer, Rabbi Chanina skanakeihanim said, doicha hoya abes balimum. Said that my father used to be doicha the balimumim me'algabim mizbeach. Kshem shemalu lo yerdu, kachem yerdu lo yalu. So what happens if you have a carbon that's possible? The basra of the carbon is now on the mizbeach, the emurim. It's roi le'ishim. Everybody holds that's going to be imalu lo yerdu. Now it came off the mizbeach. Do you say that once it touched the mizbeach, it got kedusha? So now, even though it came off the Mizbeach, the Katchila, I can go ahead and put it back on the Mizbeach, or not? Says the Mishnah, Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu, Kach Im Yerdu Lo Yalu. You have to know what the Kishem is. But Kishem Shem Olu Yerdu, just like the Halach is Im Olu Yerdu, the Halach is also that if it goes off the Mizbeach, Lo Yalu, you can't put it back on the Mizbeach. Another Halach, the Kulan Sha'olu Chayim Lurish HaMizbeach Yerdu. If the animal went on the Mizbeach alive, the Halach is Yerdu. Oilo Sha'olu Chayim Lurish HaMizbeach Teirid and oilo that went on the top of the mizbech, the roish hamizbech, teirid shach the roish hamizbech. If the shchita was the roish hamizbech, yafshit. You should skin it like you do with every oilo via natchabim koima, and you should do the nituach there too. The Gemara later is going to discuss this in very great detail. Either way, so we have a machlokes tanoim. When exactly you say imolu lo yerdu? When you say imolu yerdu? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that it's always imolu lo yerdu with three exceptions: nishchat balayla, nishpach dama, and yatsa dama chutz leklot. Those are the three times where the halach is a malu yerdu. According to Reb Shimon, it depends on, is it psulei bakodesh, or is the name psulei bakodesh? Kol shef psulei bakodesh, the halach is hakodesh mekab im alu lo yerdu. If it's aim psulei bakodesh, that's when the halach is im alu yerdu. And then the Mishnah mentioned a machloikis. What's the halacha regarding bali mumin? Reb Shimon said bali mumin is a malu yerdu because it's not psulei bakodesh. An animal doesn't have to get a mum dafke in the azara. Rabbi Akiva was machshir bali mumin, and then Reb Chanina skana koyanim said doicha hoya abba is bali mumin mi al gavim mizbeach. B'derech agav, it's interesting if you take a look at the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Rambam says that halacha is like Reb Chanina skana koyanim, that even though Rabbi Akiva was machshir bali mumin, but we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So the Kishibara Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim, that Bali Mumim Shenifsulu Sha'olu Al Gabi HaMizbeach, the halacha is going to be Im Olu Yerdu. I saw in the Sha'orim Tzionim Ba'alacha, he asks that we know the Gemara says in Masechtis Erevin that halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaverev. The halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. So if the halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva, why did the Rambam Paskin over here like Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim? So Ishtelsu, a Kesef Mishnah, Perik Zayin Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, where the Kesef Mishnah is. The Rambam over there is discussing a completely different halacha, what they used to do with some of the leftover shkalim. It's related to a Mishnah Masechta shkalim, and it's a machloikis Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim and Rabbi Akiva. And say, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim. And the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. So if the halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva, why did the Rambam passkin like Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim? And he says a beautiful lashon, I don't have it in front of me, but he says, Venira, it could be that being the Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim worked in the Beis HaMikdash, he was the very famous Skan Koyen Gadol. As a result, he was more bucky in these things. And that's why, even though ordinarily when it comes to halacha, Rabbi Akiva, he was nun sharei bina. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Why are you giving the Torah with me? Give it better to Rabbi Akiva." And his greatness in learning was unparalleled. But lemaisa, on a practical level, Rabbi Chanina Skaina Kaina Mitzach Kidreit in the Beis Hamikdash. See, he knew what the halacha was. He knew whether the halacha should be that you take those leftover shkolim and use it for this, or if you use it for that. So in the same vein, the Rambam's paskening, like Rabbi Chanina Skaina Kaina, I mean, what Rabbi Chanina Skaina Kaina say in the Mishnah? Doicha Haya Abes Bali Mumin. It was a maisa rav. He brought a raya from a real life story that's what happened. He brings, incidentally, in that same piece, does Shlomo Zalman Braun, that he heard from a Meir Shapiro, founder of Daf Yomi, amongst other things, that why the Lashon Skan HaKoyhanim? Rab Chanina Skan Koyeh. What's this Lashon Skan HaKoyhanim? So he said, presumably, because when did Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim serve? He served in Bayis Sheni, and during Bayis Sheni, there was a lot of turnover with the Koyhanim Gedolim. See, he wasn't just a Skan Koyhan Gadol, he was Skan HaKoyhanim. There were many Koyhanim Gedolim, but he himself always remained the Skan. Which reminds me of something we spoke out once from Rabbi Vadi Yosef in the Sefer Anaf Eitz Avos. That's a Pirish that he wrote on Pirkei Avos. So Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said, "Have you mispalul l'shloim shel malchus?" The person should daven that there should be peace in the government. So he says something very nice. He says that Rab Chanina was always the Skan Kohen Gadol. He goes down as he was vice president for like 30 years. So it's very rare. I mean, you would have thought at some point he would have ran for president and probably won. Why Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim go down in history as the Skan Kohen Gadol, the second in command? Right, the Rambam, when he describes the Skan Kohen Gadol, he says he was like the Mishnah LeMelech, which essentially meant he didn't have any responsibilities, but if something would ever happen to the presidents, and then the vice president becomes the most powerful man in the world, it's the same thing. The Skan Kohen Gadol didn't have any major shteller, but at the same time, if something would happen to the Kohen Gadol, he would step into his shoes, and he would now become the Kohen Gadol, the Shliach Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So Chanina's guy was always the Skan Kohen Gadol. So he says the pshat probably is because he served there in Bayis Sheni, and there in Bayis Sheni, had you become Kohen Gadol, old school, right? You had to show up with a briefcase. That's how you became the Kohen Gadol. You had to pay for it. People paid their way in. The Gemara tells stories about, right? That was the way you became Kohen Gadol. So Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, he says maybe he didn't have money, or more likely probably didn't want to pay to be the Kohen Gadol. He wanted to get involved in this kind of corruption. But the bottom line is that's why he was always a Skan Kohen Gadol. So his punchline is what did Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim say in the Mishnah Novice? Have you mispalel b'shloim shel malchus? So said Moron Avadio, you would have thought, this is for Eddie. So he said, you would have thought that Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, who was a victim of the system, he was a victim, right? Who are you paying off? You were paying off the Rosh HaMemshalah. That's who you paid off. You paid off the king. That's all the tzedukim. And if you ever read the Yosifun, and right, this is the time of year, but if you ever read the Yosifun, that you would, I mean, it was Yontif and the Vachin. So that's who you would pay off. You would have to pay off the king. See, he was a victim of the corruption that happened in government. So you would have thought Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, he wasn't very happy with what was going on, but he understood. Said Moron Avadia, have a mispalel b'shloim shel malchus. It's not about me. The bottom line is, the big picture is, you need peace in the government. Because if you don't have, maybe that's why he didn't make a fuss. But the bottom line is that he goes down as the Skan Kohen Gadol, but the Skan HaKoyhanim. And you see who he was, not just as the Skan HaKoyhanim. He's mentioned throughout Shas. You know, Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim was killed on the same day as Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So we all know the story of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They were killed. It's in the Eila Eskera, the Asari Rugei Malchus. So, but on that same day, it's Halachan Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber talks about that people used to fast on the day that they were killed. I think it's Chaf Hei Sivan, I'm not sure, but they used to fast on the day that they were killed. And says the Mechaber, who was killed on that day? Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim. Either way, so we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, with regards to Imalu Yerdu, Imalu Lo Yerdu. When exactly you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always say Imalu Lo Yerdu, with the exception of those three things. According to Rabbi Shimon, it depends. Kol Sheh P'sulei B'Kodesh, Kol Sheh Ein P'sulei B'Kodesh. Zok Gemara Tanya, a brisa that elaborates on this, that's going to take us till the end of the daf. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Zois Hi Ha'Ela. Rabbi Yehuda says the Makar Tim Imalu Lo Yerdu is the Makar of Rabbi Yeshua. It's the Makar of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon that were mentioned in our Mishnah. It's Parshas Tzav. Hi ha'oilah. In that pasuk, hi ha'oilah, there's three miyutim. It says, Zois teiras ha'oilah, hi ha'oilah. Zois is a miyut. He, the word he is always a miyut. And ha, the hey ha'yidi of the ha'oilah, is also a miyut. Harei elu gibim miyutim. And it's, although you have a parsha of Mizbeach Mekadesh, you also have three miyutim. What's in the night? Pratli nishchata balayla, v'she nishpach dama, v'she yatza dama chutz l'kloim. All three of those cases, the halacha is im alu. I'm also terrible. Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, "Oyla." It says, "Oyla." Eli, Yalu, Oyla, Ksheira. Minayin, the Rabbi Shinishchet Abalaylo. The Shinishbach Dom of Shiyat Adam Chutz LeKlon. Rabbi Shimon was marred by those three things. VeHalon VaYoytzev Atomei. The Shinishchet Chutz LeZmane VeChutz LeKoymei VeShegiblu Psulim VeZarkuas Domoi. Those were all the psulim that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in the Mishnah. Now he adds, Hanitonim lemato shenoslam lemailo, u lemailo shenoslam lemato, vanitonim b'chutz shenoslam b'fnim shenoslam b'chutz. What do you see from this line in the Braisa? That Rabbi Shimon holds, Zrika shalevim koyme is lav kim koyme dami. Because if Zrika shalevim koyme is kim koyme dami, who cares that you put it in the wrong place? It's a good Zrika. Obviously he holds, Zrika shalevim koyme is lav kim koyme dami. Which, by the way, although when you learn the sugya, for the first time, it seems like it's a machlokes amayra in Shmuel, Reb Yochanan, Reish Lakish, in Zvachim Chavav and Chavzai. But really, as we've spoken out a few times already, it's a machlokes tanah. That machlokes amayra is really also a machlokes tanah. But either way, the chatash shachtim shalay lishma or a chatash shalay lishma. How do you know all these cases that lachizim aluloi? Yerdu Talmud loy mat Torah sa'ola riba Torah achas l'chol ha'olam shem alul lo yerdu. It's always a malul lo yerdu. Opsulim. What's the real chiddush? Even the three things that Rabbi Yehuda was memak. Yochel says Rabbi Shimon. He's continuing in the brayso shani marbif. We're going to be marbif Torah achas l'chol ha'olam. So I would have thought you should also be marbif haroiva v'hanirva v'hamuktzav v'hanevad v'esnan umchir v'kelayim v'treifa v'yotze doifin. Talmud loy mat zois. It also says zois. It's also a meal. So you have to be marbif. But you also have to be Mamai. Umar Royce, the rabbi says, Eilu, Hoyse, Eilu. So Rabbi Shimon has a long list that he's Marba, not as long list that he's Mamai, but how do you know which one to pick? How do you know what to be Marba, what to be Mamai? Acha Shariba, Hakasu, Vami, it says Rabbi Shimon, being that the pasuk was Marba, Torah Achas Chachal Oilam, but it was also Mamai, the word Zois. Marba, Nias, Eilu, Shay, Psulim, Akkadish, it makes more sense to be Marba, the Psulim that were Psulim, Akkadish, again, Psulim that are exclusive to the Azara, Umbaitse, Nias, Eilu, Shaloi, Hoyu, Psulim ba Kodesh, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'isila mehacha. Rabbi Yehuda that holds no. There are three things that are excluded. How does Rabbi Yehuda know the three things that are excluded? Again, nishchata balayla nishpach dama uyatza dama chutz l'klayim. So the Gemara says again. So we know how Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara mentioned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda has three miyutim. But the question is, how did he know what to use those three things to be memai? Zois teiras ha'oila are three miyutim. But how do you know what to be memai? That's this next part of the braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'isla Mehochem, Neima Amrulon Bidam Kosher. Why is the halacha in Alulo Yerdu? If the dam was lon, Shari lon kosher be'emurim. You know why? Because if emurim are lon, the emurim are im Alulo Yerdu. Lon be'emurim kosher. How do you know the halacha is im Alulo Yerdu by the emurim? Shari lon kosher be'basa. The reason is because by basa you find a concept that lina is going to be kosher. What does lina mean? Lina means that it stayed up overnight, literally, right? So it was up overnight. You're supposed to, dam is nifsel b'shkiyas hachama. So dam, the sun set, and now you had not done the zrika yet, the dam was officially lon. Emurim, you're supposed to bring at night. So if the sun rises the next morning and you didn't do the haktar of the emurim yet, so now there's a psulina on these emurim. So there is a psulina on dam, there's a psulina bus. Now there's a psulina on the buser that was nechal as well. Every carbon had its time when you were supposed to eat it. If you didn't eat it by that time, it's what we know as noisar, the basar becomes pasul. Stating that, there's a different time frame in some carbonos for the psulina of dam and emurim versus the psulina of the basar that was eaten. Lon of dam happens b'shkiyas hachama. Emurim always happens the next morning. Basar kachim kalim, you have 2 days and a night to eat. So if you're bringing a carbon shlomin, and now the emurim were not muktar during the night, so now it's already the second day, you have the emurim. So the emurim apostle, but the basar, which is a piece of meat from the same exact animal, is still going to be kasha. So once you find a kula, there's a tzad kula in the psulina, because at the same time that the emurim were pasul, the basar was kasher, that's a reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, to say im alu lo yerdu. That's enough of an excuse to say im alu lo yerdu. It's a kula. It's a crack in the psul. It's true that right now they murim apasa. What's the psul? The psulina. But I'll find you a kula in psulina. You know what the kula is? Is that this same animal has basar, and the basar doesn't have lina. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a few lines from now, that's a kula? This psulina in the basar, just like this psulina in the murim. It just happens to be a different zman. This man didn't come yet in terms of when the psulina should be chal with regards to the basar. So the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. But for now, that's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Yehuda felt that the reason olula yerdu when it comes to lun bedana, lun beimurim, is because there's a kula in psulina. What's the kula? It's possible to have an animal where there's lina on a chelik of the carbon and not have lina on the other chelik of the carbon. Basar kachim kalim on the second day, there's no psulina yet on the basar, although there is psulina on the dam and beimurim. That's why it's a olula yerdu. You want to know why the halacha is that imalula yerdu by yoytze shari yoytze kasha bebama, because I'll find you a kula psul yoytze as well by a bama. Is there a psul yoytze? There's no psul yoytze by a bama. You can make a bama anywhere. There's no mechitzas to a bama. Rashi says in daf yudalad amid aleph, you can make a bama even in chutz laaretz. Tamei psul toma also hayu hutala by the tzibur. There's certainly a kula in the psul toma. Toma hutcha betzibur, toma tchuyu betzibur. Chutz lazmana, even by pigle there's a kula. Even though there's no carbon in the world, what you can have a machshev is pigle. But the only time you chayiv karas if you eat basa from a carbon that's pigle, that's if there was a shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, and zrika. Kartzas, kashik, kachartzas, pasta. That's one of the big yisoides in Mesach Tzvachim. That you'd have to do the dalet avoides in a carbon in order for the carbon to be pigle. Thus, you find the sprach, carbon pigle. It has to be brought as a carbon. So, being that you find that there is a concept of a zrika in a carbon pigle, albeit to make it possible and to establish a chiv karis, but there is a zrika in pigle, that's enough to say that you find that it's possible that a carbon that was done with a machshavas pigle should have some dinei hakrov. What about chutzlam kaimai hayol ve'iska shel chutzas mani? Meaning, there's no hartzas kasha kachatzas possible by chutzlam kaimai, because the halacha that you need chita kabbalah halacha zrika by pigle is only with regards to the karis of pigle, and there's only karis of pigle by chutzas mani. There's no karis of pigle by chutzlam kaimai. But there's a hekesh between chutzlam kaimai and chutzas mani. That's why you're going to say as well. What about Shekiblu Psul Mavzarku is Damai? Where do you find that a Apostle could do the Avaida? Banach Psul in the Chazal Avaida Sira. We don't mean all Psul. We mean Tmeyan. We mean a Tamei who can do the Avaida Tumahutra Betzibur, Tumatruya Betzibur, as long as you meet those guidelines. So too, those Psulim, the Alach is going to be Imalu La Yerdu. So says Rabbi Yehuda, you know I know Imalu La Yerdu, because all my examples of Imalu La Yerdu are examples of Psulim where although they're Apostle, but you find the Kula. You find maybe a part, an area in Kachin where the psul doesn't apply, or you find some other psul, as opposed to the three things. Shenishchata balayla, you never find shchita balayla is going to be kasha. Nishbach dama, you never find nishbach is going to be kasha. Or yatsa dama, chutz leklan, those three things, you don't have a tzad kula. Being that you don't have a tzad kula, it's for that reason, in those three cases, the loch is going to be imalu yerd. But the Gemara asks, v'chidonim shaloi behechsheiroi, midavisha behechsheiroi. What was the first thing that Rabbi Yehuda said? You know why there's a kula in lun? Because there's no psulina on the second day with the basa kachim kalim. That's a kula. This psulina by basa kachim kalim, you just have another day to eat it. You know why it's a mola yerdu by yoytze? Because there's a kula by yoytze. What's the kula? There's no yoytze by bama. That's a kula. There's no mechitzas by yoytze, by bama. That's why there's no yoytze. A kula would be, there's mechitzas. But a left mechitzas, and it's okay. So fake the Gemara, v'chidon and dover shaloi behechsheri. Could you bring me a raya for a carbon that is shaloi bechsherei, meaning it was lun, or it was yoytzei, from a case where it wasn't lun simply because it's still the zman achila, it's still hechsherei, it wasn't yoytzei because there's no mechitzes, so it doesn't make sense. This can't be Rabbi Yehuda's makar. This is a weak makar, tain is the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you're right, we know it's a weak makar. Tana azayis teres ayla ribas amachle. Remember what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda started off the Braisa, he said that in the parasha of Mizbech Mekadesh, the parish and parish itself, which is marba all the psulim on the mizbeach, there's also three miyutim. Zois, toiras, ha'oil. So there's three miyutim in that pasuk. The question was what to attribute the miyutim to. Says Rabbi Yehuda, my methodology is that I'm going to say that anything that has any tzad kula, even if it's such a shvach tzad that you can ask a good kasha, you can ask a kasha such as v'chidonim davish aloy behechsheroi midavish behechsheroi, or some other kasha that you might have. But it's enough to say that when the Torah was marba, it's probably included in the riboy. As opposed to the three miyutim, these are examples where you don't even have that little tzad kula kol shehu. But enochanami, if Rabbi Yehuda didn't have a pasuk, he would have never gone to war with this Brisa. He would have never said, oh, I'm telling you now, I hold in Svara that lan be'imurim should be a malu layerdu because lan is kosher bebasar. Yoitza should be imalu layerdu because yoitza is kosher bebasar. Doesn't make any sense because avada, those are davish bechshera. It ain't done in shleib bechshera. It's being that this is all really based on a pasuk, being that it's based on a pasuk. It's for that reason it was okay. Now, the truth is a lot of longness that we're going to have to get to. So I know we're working on a summer schedule, so we'll have to try to find some time. That's just Hashem to figure this out. But the bottom line is a lot of love this in Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh, but it's a little premature now anyways, because you know we really have to be a little bit more familiar with the Gemaras before we get into the Lamdas. But just to leave off with one food for thought, and that is this idea of Kol HaNegev Mizbeach Yikdash, according to the Tanoi de Masnisa, or Hi Ha'ela, according to the Tanoi de Dan, which teaches us a halacha that a davar pasul that's Oyla on the Mizbeach, the halach is im alu lor yerdu. So what happens? You have a murim of a carbon pigle. Chutzos manoi, these emurim are, you have to burn them. Now the emurim touch the mizbeach. So what's the halacha? Oh, it touched the mizbeach, you leave it on the mizbeach. What does it mean leave it on the mizbeach? You makter it. You go ahead, you put it on the marocha. You go and you burn it. You makter it. This idea of im alu lor yerdu, is it a din haktara? It's not a din haktara. It's just that, being that it became kaddish, so now that this kedusha, there's a din that you put it on the mizbech. Meaning, are you being mekayim a mitzvah haktara? Haktara was a very big deal, and the ilam is all yoinim haktara is being piled tremendous things. You could only do haktara with emurim that are kosher. Maybe the chiddush of the mizbech mekadosh is that when a davar pasul touches the mizbeach, it now gets dinei haktara, and you can be mekayim haktara, not haktaras ksherin, haktaras psulin. But there's a din haktara now on this davar pasul. Oh, there's no din haktara. Haktara is mit ksherin. Can't go ahead and be makter it. There's a din of a malul ayerdo. Wants to touch the mizbech, can't take it off the mizbech. Come on, game mizbech yikdash. Hi ha'ila, this kedusha now. You can't just take it off. It's a davar kodesh. What do you leave it there? You put on the fire. But not that there's a mitzvah saktara. There's no kiyum. There's no din haktara. So which mahalach do you think they go with in bris? Of course, the first mahalach. It's a din haktara. So there's a haktara ksherin. And there's a haktara as psulim. And all of a yerdu is a din haktara. Meaning, when you bring a carbon, there's a mitzvah haktara. There's two types of haktaras that you could be mekayim with a carbon. Haktara as ksherim and haktara as psulim. And haktara as ksherim has its shulchan aruch. Haktara as psulim has its shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch of haktara as ksherim is really the entirety of Seder Kachin. The shulchan aruch of haktara as psulim is more limited to Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh. And we'll get into more of the lumdis, hopefully in the next couple of days.